Soul Man, one of the greatest hits of all time. Well, we're honoring Dave Prater, born on this day, Sam and Dave. He was killed tragically in April of 1988 when his car left the road and hit a tree in Syracuse, Georgia. But Sam and Dave, two of the greatest soul stars of all time, and Dave Prater, born on this day, 1937. And that starts off our day in history this May the 9th. So what else happened on this day in history? A bunch of interesting things. First of all, there was this day in 1862. There was a general in the Union Army named General Hunter, and he issued a proclamation on this day in 1862 freeing all the slaves of Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina. And guess who said no? Displeased with his act, he annulled it, saying General Hunter is an honest man. He proclaimed all men are free within certain states. I repudiated the proclamation. So said President Abraham Lincoln on this day in 1862. And on this day, 5 years later, Sojourner Truth delivered the speech to the first annual meeting of the American Equal Rights Association, championing the rights of all people, Native people, Black people, White people, but women, saying women, Black and White, had the right to vote in America. She was a battler for human rights all the way through. This day gave one of her most famous speeches in the year 1867. On the same day in 1907, the legendary union leader from the Western Federation of Miners and the Wobblies, IWW, Big Bill Haywood, went on trial for murdering the bombing death of then Idaho Governor Frank Stunenberg, and who had brutally suppressed the state miner struggle, killing hundreds of miners, jailing many more. In that era, this is very odd, Haywood ultimately was declared innocent. And on this day in 1937, after a huge long strike, the Screen Actors Guild was finally recognized by Louis B. Mayer, who controlled one of the largest Hollywood empires. The union leader said they were going to walk out, close down his whole industry, and that 99% of all actors would walk away the next morning unless he dealt with the union. And some 5,000 actors then attended a victory gathering, since they really weren't going to do it, but they got him to think he was going to do it. And he signed. So SAG membership now increased 400% and became one of America's most important unions. And on this day in 1960, the birth control pill came out. For the first time, the Food and Drug Administration approved the first birth control pill. Now hundreds of millions of women use it here and around the world. And those of us a certain age remember this. 1961, Jim Gentile, the great first baseman of the Baltimore Orioles, became the first player in baseball history to hit grand slams in consecutive innings. This was a day that, in 1974, that President Richard Nixon's impeachment hearings began, and for his involvement in the Watergate cover-up that led to his resigning from the United States presidency. And on this day, in 1994, South Africa's newly elected parliament chose, unopposed, Nelson Mandela to be South Africa's first Black president. He would be sworn in at an official ceremony the following week. On this day in 2012, President Barack Obama said that he supported same-sex couples and believes they should be allowed to marry. That was a huge leap for him, because he had long said he wanted them to have rights, but his religiously didn't agree with marriage, but he changed. He became the first sitting president to publicly to favor same-sex marriage. On this day in 1800, the great John Brown, abolitionist, was born, as was Daniel Berrigan, one of the Berrigan brothers, the great activist priest, was born on this day in 1921. And Daniel Berrigan, of course, went on to Catonsville Nine fame, burning draft records. Still with us, born on this day in 1921, his brother Phil Berrigan, a priest as well, passed away, sadly, much too early. So that's this day in history. May the 9th. There's much more to it. So just go to steinershow.org and check it out right there. All the things we couldn't talk about today, didn't have time to talk about, our music connections and more on this day in history, May the 9th, are at steinershow.org.
The stars above in heaven are looking kindly down on the grave of old John Brown.